Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are doing the chapter on anger when the sacred laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are violated, and helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in under this chapter, we are explaining that to get upset, to be perturbed when the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being broken, then this is part of honoring those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred. So it is part of deen also to get upset, and it's part of deen also not to get upset. And we explain the difference. One is for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is for ourselves. When it comes to our personal selves, if people pick on us, people don't treat us correctly, they may be abusing us verbally, at that time we don't say anything, we don't take any revenge, we don't get angry, we leave the situation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is meritorious, that is something that is encouraged. But when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being abused, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being transgressed, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being trampled upon, now the imani jazba of a person, that iman in a person supposed to make him feel upset, make him want to do something, that how can I do something to help this Mubarak deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this getting upset and getting angry at this moment is also part of deen. Today we'll see the practical example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat qadima Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min safarin wa qad satartu sahwatan li biqiramin fihi tamathil falamma ra'ahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hatakahu wa talawwana wajhuhu wa qala ya Aisha أشد الناس عذابا عند الله يوم القيامة الذين يضاهون بخلق الله متفق عليه. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and it's mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey, and I had hung a fine curtain over my porch which had some pictures on it. So the scene is set wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from a journey. The person that was the best husband and can possibly be the best husband was Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that too is returning from a journey. Normally when a person is returning from a journey, the first thing he does when he sees his family, when he meets the family, is a smile, his comforting words, his salam, his happiness, expression of happiness. And who that person, who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned himself, khayrukum khayrukum li ahli. The best of you is the one who is best to his wives, and I am the best to my wife. So now he is coming, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming, the one who is the best to his wives is coming from a journey, coming home, when normally a person would be in a happy mood to see the family. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found that there was a curtain there with pictures of animate objects, meaning things that have life in it. For example, animals, human beings, there were some pictures that were on this curtain that was hung there. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it, he tore it down and his face changed color. Can you imagine the scene? It upset him so much. Now, this wasn't any type of personal attack. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever took any revenge for himself. But this was because of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pictures are being displayed in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of some things that have life in it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face changed color. He took that curtain and he tore it up into pieces. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Aisha, those who will be punished most severely on the day of Qiyamah will be those who attempt to create the like of Allah's creation." In other words, they create pictures. Therefore, this hadith teaches us few things. Few things we learn from here. The first thing we learn from here is that to get angry for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is meritorious. It's something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also do. So it's not something that is bad. Obviously, the way that it's done has to be done in conformity with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got upset, number one. Number two is we learn that man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. That if any one of you sees anything wrong taking place, then change it with his hands. This is a good example of how a person changes the condition with his hand. Something was wrong, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his hands, he took the curtain and he tore it up. This is where a person has got that type of authority, and he's got that type of control and that type of authority over the situation. Now in that situation a person can do it. If a person doesn't have any authority and he does it, then it can create further problems. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that this is how you change the situation. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it. And the third thing we learn from here is the importance of talim to the family also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now educated and told Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha that this is how serious it is to make pictures. Now let us ask ourselves really how common this picture making has become. Everywhere you go a person has got his camera and he's taking selfie and he's taking a photograph. And sometimes we got in our own homes in the newspaper lying there, these pictures lying there, and we don't think anything of it. See how this upset Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got extremely upset. And then another thing we learn from here is that when it comes to pictures also, and we learn from other ahadith that they actually ward away the malaika. The malaika of rahmah don't come into that home wherein these pictures. Therefore we must be very careful. If perchance there happen to be some type of material that's there that's got a picture, take a pen and color it out, or cut it out. At the bare minimum, take the thing and put it away in the cupboard where the picture is not exposed. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, one doctor mentions this story himself. He says that there was a family member of mine, this doctor is saying, there was a family member of mine that was in stage 4 cancer. But he was extremely restless. We were giving him the highest form of painkillers, but yet he was still very, very restless. And he was in his last phases. So I called Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi to come and read for him. He says when Hazrat Maulana came there and he saw him that he's very restless, etc. He came out, and then when I met him, Hazrat Maulana told me that I'm looking at his condition. Perhaps there is some picture that is exposed there near him. Therefore he's so restless. In other words, the malaika of Rahmat also are prevented from coming at a situation where his picture is exposed. So the doctor said I went in and I looked and I checked and I couldn't find anything. So I came back and told Maulana, I can't see any picture. Hazrat Maulana told me, go back and check again. So he said, I went back and I looked properly and now I saw there was a magazine that was exposed there. And a picture of some person was there. So I took that magazine and I went and pushed it into one cupboard and I closed the cupboard. He says, thereafter that person went into a deep, calm sleep. And in that condition now that person passed away. So he explains what an effect it has even on a dying person where you have pictures that are exposed. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Sometimes a person goes into this other rut. Is this a digital picture? And is this a hard picture? And this type of picture? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like pictures, finish. That is enough for us. We won't die if we don't get involved in pictures. If today we're going to open the door of digital pictures, tomorrow we're going to open the door of digital music. We're going to say it's not hard music, it's digital music, this type of music and that type of music. Anything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like, it should be our tabiat, it should be our nature that we also don't like it. And anything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, it should also be our nature that we also love it. May Allah ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing complete deen in our lives and following the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.